I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Yeah, but you can't say you hate someone if you just heard.
No, it's not one video. I'm just heard a couple of songs. It's not my cup of tea.
Okay, cool.
How the fuck is that an argument?
Yeah, but you shouldn't hate.
Okay.
I hate that concept.
Right, we're starting.
Okay, cool.
It's already on.
I know it is. Oh, okay.
Right.
You're just the same person on and off, are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's we just proved.
Kunal is here.
Yep.
After your very, very disappointing predictions about Chelsea Football Club, you've kind of ordered us to return to kind of bask in your own glory because Chelsea are flying, and you wanted to come in.
I'm just, you know what? I'm just going to let you talk about it. So, what's your take on this? Like, 6 straight games without a conceded goal,
17 goals as well.
17 goals, as well. They're absolutely bombing at the moment. At the moment, it's a well-working machine. Let's see if anybody can find a tactical solution for this.
Yeah, they're playing Tottenham this coming weekend.
Very bad time to play them.
Yeah.
I mean, to play Chelsea.
Yeah. And, you know, I'm still saying this. I see Chelsea being the winner of this season.
Well, at the moment, there's
you're all Man City.
I still think that Man City can...
Everyone except Chelsea, basically.
No, I think that Man City and Liverpool are still going to be up there at the end of the season. I definitely think. I think
You know, both can't be there. So, pick a winner. Yeah. One winner.
Then I think that I'm going to stick with what I said then. I'm
Liverpool?
Gonna just, no, I'll hold with City. From the beginning, I said City, we're going to win.
He changes it.
No, we'd had it on the first day of recording.
Okay, cool,
we said he's going to win.
Mate, the day he took his mask off was a revelation.
No, I think so. But at the moment, of course, Chelsea has everything going for them.
Because
they're not in Europe. I think that's a huge thing for Liverpool as well. Not being in Europe, I think, is really good.
Yeah.
Especially now you see that you don't drop that many points in the beginning because you have to juggle the both. And then when January comes and the knockout phases come, maybe it doesn't disturb as much, but we'll see. But I think we know that Chelsea and Liverpool doesn't have Europe is a huge plus. Of course it's a huge plus. We know that. So we'll see. But I don't think Manchester will even finish in top four as the way it's going.
Manchester?
United. Yeah. Actually, you know, getting to that Arsenal game, I think this is the best United performance I've seen.
Oh, they were great at that game.
That was really, you know, okay. Maybe it was also Arsenal being a really, you know, performing
Arsenal,
really shitty.
Yeah, they underperformed. Yeah.
So
they did.
That you know, it's always a
balance.
But
United were good. They had better movement, much more pressing. I think Herrera in midfield together with Pogba and like a Carrick, that is the balance.
Yeah, and I'm still getting back to Mata. I think he's the key of, you know, the last kind of...
We don't have any
when it matters, it matters.
Yeah.
No, but he's the most creative as a playmaker. They don't have... Pogba is not that kind of a playmaker role. Rooney is not... As much as you want him to be, he's not. So, but Mata is. Mata is a pure, like a number, you know, like a number 10.
Yeah. He's a bit like David...
Silva?
Silva, for me. Same kind of player.
Yeah,
just kind of around the box.
Yeah, exactly.
But Silva has one more aspect that he's... much better one-on-one on the wing as well. He's quick as well.
That's true.
You could add that.
Mata, and tiny as well. We lost him in the grass once. That's why they mow City's ground so much, because they lost him. They did lose him.
See, he was called gold before, now it's silver. He was degraded.
Liverpool dropping points at Southampton.
Yeah, dropping points. It's not an easy game, but they should have won that game as well.
Yeah, they couldn't score.
No, they couldn't.
They didn't have a striker in that game.
Come on.
There will at least be like five of these games this season.
Yeah,
to 15 come.
Points.
Yeah.
They scored the most in the league.
No, but still.
They scored 30 goals.
But listen.
30 goals.
Okay, so if they have like one... You see the chances they create, right? And they will keep on creating these chances. But if... they have games like this.
Everybody
can have
games.
If you don't
have
a striker, you won't win the league.
But they have strikers. Sturridge even came on.
Sturridge is shit.
He's a goal scorer, but and he's not even on the field. He will leave because he doesn't fit there. I think Firmino is doing well in that
role. Like Everton or something like that.
I think if you see
not Everton, but like West Ham.
At the moment, if you see Liverpool, I don't know if you guys have seen Liverpool games, but only team that's matching Chelsea in dominating, demolishing their teams at the moment, Liverpool. They're demolishing their opposition completely, pressing them down quickly. They look
but
not
I
tired
didn't see
at all.
That against Southampton. I thought
they
okay.
were way better. And Southampton's a good informed team.
Yeah, that's
Southampton
true.
Played a good game against Liverpool. They did what they could do, and they needed some luck to not lose that game. And they had that bit of luck. They have had trouble scoring Liverpool. I don't think we can see that as a problem. I don't think we see. The problem is for Liverpool if they're going to keep scoring. They're going to keep scoring. I think the problem is if they're going to keep defending. Can they not concede the goals?
How can you say they're going to keep scoring when they drew 0-0?
Well, that's one game against Southampton. I think Tottenham are going to keep scoring as well. We haven't scored an open goal for five games. And now we scored two.
Very controversial penalty.
Shouldn't Which have one? Been given. Sons?
Yeah, shouldn't have been given. You were very lucky to get that.
All right, you're trying to mess up the game. No, I think that...
You're a drama queen. He's on Facebook.
I think if
he's like... He's like the referee. Referee ball.
I think that was. I think he was. No, I think he was an absolute disgrace. I think he was absolute disgrace.
Absolute disgrace.
No,
he
was
a drama queen.
It was like four. He's the referee. Says you can't hold. They held our players for. I mean, Reed was all over every defender was holding, tugging down. Kane got 5 meters holding him, dropped nothing, and then he fucking holds him a little bit. Penalty straight away the first time. Absolute joke. He should be fucking suspended for a year. Fucking worst referee on the fucking planet.
Actually,
and the worst part is, after the game, nobody would have talked about it, just said, yeah, that's a penalty. They never watched 6 or 7 highlights of they doing the same. I don't care. If he put the penalty up there, fine. That's a penalty. Johnson's is a penalty. But how can you say that's a penalty when they're doing the same thing for 10, 15 times during game, and then he does it once, it's a penalty.
Should
it's
be banned for a year.
No, he should be
and
sacked.
And if they've got
sacked.
A fat...
Sacked!
If they've
sacked.
Got a family...
Sacked! Sacked!
If they've got a family pit, they should shoot it as well.
Why not?
We have to move the game forward.
When you have pets, you need to set rules. He can't follow the rules because he makes his own rules. No, I think this discussion is going... It's going to be livid for every fan.
It's just consistency.
I mean, it's so inconsistent. It's just ridiculous. Either you decide this is the penalty every time, or it's not. You can't just go, okay, we'll say that's a penalty. I mean, there's like 5, 6 situations that are way worse than that in the game. In the same game.
You must have been delighted, though. You came back 1-2.
Oh, hell
you
yeah.
You sound fucking really happy.
Hell yeah. It was, I mean, from going like, this season is really derailing to like, fuck, with 3 points, with 4 points behind on Chelsea, but 3 points straight off the game it was.
Yeah.
So I think that's, and it's a good thing for us. Kane is back. You know, we scored a couple of goals. Now we have trouble with that.
Yeah.
Defensively, we've been solid all season. But it's fun to see a game that we actually concede 2 goals to be scored 3.
I actually thought you were a bit disastrous with the Antonio goal. I thought it was a mannequin challenge kind of defending.
It was very ball.
It was, wasn't it? Because he wins the header, and when he comes back out, they just stood still.
Yeah, it was very poor defending. It's been good defense all season, but that was poor, definitely.
It was like you when you went to that sex clinic and they gave you the results. You were just stunned, really.
And then I started to hump anybody, everybody. I thought Defen's going to be positive, and it wasn't. So I just whipped it out. Like, it's free, I said.
So,
going to...
Let's have a look at the Champions League, and then we'll look at the European leagues and the disgrace of the Helsingborg Halmstad. Yeah. Well, let's start that. Helsingborg Halmstad. Helsingborg winning 1-0 with about 5 minutes to go. Jordan Larsson getting the goal. They would have been... That was enough for them to stay up. And then they concede two late goals.
Yeah.
And then the big story was... And kind of really over... it took away the story from Halmstad getting promoted after their disastrous relegation last year. You guys can talk at some stage.
Yeah, sure.
No, we're listening.
Yeah, but you're just staring at me like... okay,
you look beautiful.
Yeah, thank you. Jordan Larsson. They masked guys, ran on... Took his shirt off him.
Now he was so what he was trying to do was okay. So all of the whole Helsingborg squad was basically sitting on the ground, disappointing. Some even crying, and Jordan Larsson was the only one who went to the fans and was trying to calm them down because they were really they were getting aggressive and also they were showing
that's their, the major disappointment of course
they were showing the disappointment
first time in 20
yeah exactly yeah. And Jordan Larsson was trying to talk to them and things got out of hand. They basically attacked him, took his clothes off and actually threw a punch at his face.
It
was very ridiculous. Just the way that the first time you've seen that you feel that the player is now he's in captivity. I mean, usually somebody runs out and they stand beside and there's a lot of
people. Thing with the shirt taking off.
The shirt taking
it was
off.
A really terrible form of assault.
Exactly. It's a really bad assault and it's degrading, and not only that, he must have felt really...
But he's
really
been their best player this season as well. I know that shouldn't matter, but it's like, how the...
what do you think? What are you thinking now? I mean, I think the fans
what
that
about
did
the
that
stewards then? Because I think the police said they weren't expecting it to be that fiery.
But then they're absolutely insane.
Yeah, but the police are. I don't want to say this, but okay, Helsingborg. Like last year when they actually their fans killed.
The Djurgården supporter. After that, it should have been come on.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, it's terrible.
And we just said before, it's not the first time. This seems to be happening mostly in Swedish league than any other league. Yeah. I mean, we have an incident every other year where they're pitch, not only pitch invasion, that's one thing,
fireworks,
the Bengals have been, firing on the ground and jumping in, fighting, a fan got killed. Yeah. What the fuck is going on?
And
I mean, this
mask,
is the worst.
The mask
worst
thing to me is...
This is the worst of Europe now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, what the problem is for, the Federation, I think, is if we start to ban these people like, they did in England, I think people won't... There won't be any supporters left. That's the problem, okay?
But that's bullshit.
Do we wanna sell tickets or not?
I think
in their mind, that's what...
Yeah, but if that's what they're thinking, then absolute numb cases. Because if that's what they do, it's stupid. You need to, sooner or later, take a stand. All the leagues across Europe did that.
Yeah, exactly.
Holland had huge problems with hooliganism. Germany even had it. France, Spain,
as well.
Greece, Italy, England. Remember when we grew up? England used to be famous for that.
Yeah,
and then after some incidents, 5 years, they were banned out of the Europe. After that, when Premier League began... It was all changed.
Yeah.
No standing up in the grounds.
Yeah.
Much more suited. No banning player, banning supporters for coming.
Yeah.
Empty stadiums across Europe. It has had effect. Who can say it hasn't? You don't have these things in the Premier League.
But okay. Now I'm just talking out of my... Okay. So, I know that all of the games in the Premier League are almost always, sold out. I know that.
Cool.
But
not really. The big teams.
Okay, the big teams. But the atmosphere there, comparing to like the Milano Derby, I want to talk about that one. It's two different things.
Yeah.
So it really depends on how much do you want to like. It's still a part of the game, I think, that people are loud, and I want people to be loud because. I have friends going to the Premiership. I have a friend going to an Arsenal game, and he said it was like going to the movies.
Atmosphere
at all.
I watched Arsenal United, and I was next to the United away fans.
Yeah,
and it was still nothing.
Yeah, And like, for me, when I'm actually going to the Milano Derby in April, and I've been there several times before, and it's like, it's you can't even speak to the person next to you. It's so loud, and so, you know, I love so, that
so,
atmosphere.
So, what's the point? I mean,
no, I'm just saying, it needs to be balanced.
I think. You still get the fans, but then you're saying that people won't go. There's probably people that don't go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's the opposite. Yeah. I think it's way the opposite. I don't think you want to go to these games with your family and your kids if you know there's a big chance that it will happen.
That's true.
Which
that's
it does. I mean, I went to Hammarby is always saying that what beautiful fans they and they are. They're great fans. On the street singing stuff. When you go to the game, it's a fucking joke. You can't go there with your kids.
No, you can't go there with your kids.
No, but if you got kids, you can't go. And I can't go with the kids I kidnapped because it's so obvious. So, you know, it's a bad influence of them. I'm trying to change their lives in a idealistic way.
But as a football fan, the Jordan Larson thing was. You know, and then you've got
it feels
Henke,
in the stomach.
Henke Larsson squaring up to them, and,
I mean, Henke is one of the biggest legends of both Swedish football and Helsingborg.
Yeah,
and to this to happen, you know, it's just you can just see they don't care about any of that. I mean, as you said, Jordan has been one of the better players. Yeah. He's from there, his own product and stuff like that, and still he gets that treatment. I mean, teams get relegated. What the fuck? Even if they did a bad season. For this even to let that happen and not having a straight consequence of this in Swedish football just says how weak the Swedish football and the clubs are in Sweden. That this happens and everybody doesn't go ballistic and just change the rules completely. You know, you ban them completely from the stadium, no playing without the grounds, and see how well the club does.
Yeah.
And if you do that, how can you have that as an answer? We didn't expect it to be feisty. Mate, it's been going on every other year, and every time on playoff, this happened when a big team is included. Djurgården was that time.
Yeah.
It's been Helsingborg, Halmstad. Whenever a big team is down there, and when they have a huge set of fans, they can't take it, their ultras. And they will always pitch invade, and does it every time. And the fucking answer is, we didn't know it would be that feisty. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah, that's...
Are you joking?
That's really naive.
Naive? It's borderline stupidity. I mean, it's absolutely crazy.
Yeah.
How the fuck can they... So now it should just stop it. Just stop it. Every criminal acts for everybody who's there should be fucking...
Everybody on the pitch as well. If people know when you run on the pitch.
Yeah.
Not the players.
Yeah.
Everybody's on the pitch, definitely. And ban them forever.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. From every football ground. Not their own or neutral. What kind of a bullshit that? They can't go to any football ground because you can't fucking behave. You don't know the basic set of rules of not going in and punching a player in the field. Then you should not be able to get into field. It's like a person who can't behave whenever he goes out. He pees on people. He needs to be inside a mental institution.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. Easy.
Yeah,
just fucking ban them off.
Have you seen someone
fucking
pissing
terrible, man?
You know why I haven't? Because they're there in the mental institution. That's why.
Fast forward to 2023, episode 460. Adil's not here. Tottenham got relegated. You might have seen him on the TV. He was the one running on with just his underpants, pissing on Harry Kane. He's now banned from Tottenham's new ground.
Yeah.
Adidas.
I don't know.
Adidas
Stadium.
Adidas Stadium.
Oh, God.
So Tottenham got a big game coming up this evening. It's a do or die game.
Yeah, and
what
even if we do, we might not even make it anyways.
No, but you still need
you have
to win
to,
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you see?
I see?
Because Monaco is going really strong in the league as well.
They go really strong.
Yeah. When you say what do you see, just say, can I have your thoughts?
Can I have your thoughts?
Not what do you see. He sees dark evil.
So it's okay.
No, but that,
his argument about stopping hooliganism is to make sure that people who piss and on people go to mental institutions.
Maybe.
Yeah. It's one of the stupidest arguments I've ever heard. Thank you.
It's not dark and evil. In my head, it's a white guy who's evil. So you need to...
I knew it'd be race. It's always race with you two, isn't it?
What? No, I haven't seen
it. Well, it's always a race for the Premiership. The winner takes it all, doesn't it?
Monaco have got a small ground, haven't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better than the huge ground for us, apparently.
Wembley, yeah.
Apparently. No, I think we need to win, and I think we can win. I mean, of course we can. It's evenly matched teams. I think the home game, we were both unlucky and had a poor game.
Yeah.
We were poor the first half. The second half, we should have easily equalised there. But after immense pressure, we just didn't get in the second goal. So hopefully we have to win that game. Worst case scenario, we don't go through. We have to finish third.
Yeah.
Worst case scenario, because at least Europa League is still Europe, yeah. And it's a good way for the youngsters to play.
Chuck in no Europe.
No, I never feel that no Europe is an option. I think if you fall into a Europa League, if you do it, I think you have to treat it that way. I think you should play your reserve teams until at least quarterfinals, semifinals. You play the Harrow Wings, the Common Carter Wickers, the Janssen, the player that won't play in the Premier League. You keep your first team in the Premiership. And then if you qualify from the quarterfinals against not maybe top teams, if you come to the latter stages, then you play your top.
Is Janssen the new Soldado?
I think he's way too much younger than Soldado. But yeah, at the moment, he will get fans will like him because he works really, really hard. He runs, he gruffs. He opens the game up in...
Gruffs?
Yeah.
But he's not getting the goals.
He's not getting the goals at all. I mean, no. He's not even coming close to getting the goals at the moment. And I think
it was too big of a step for him.
It's a big... No. I think at the moment, yes. I think if he will come good, he will come good in a year.
I think he looks good when he comes on with like 15 minutes to go. He holds the ball up well.
He does certain aspects of the work well, but if we need a player who's going to score the goals, then no. If he plays together with Kane as they try and that works, then there won't be pressure on him because we've had other goal scorers. But as long as he's a lone striker, doesn't goals comes in, we have got a problem because Eriksen is not chipping in this season. I think that we need to give him time. He's young. He's still young. He's the first choice for the Dutch national team. He has goals in him. It's just adaptation time for him. It's some player takes a year in the Premier League, at least.
But I don't know if you could afford 1 year without any goals in Tottenham. I don't think they have that patience. So
I think
he better start scoring sometime soon. I think that's the case.
It's been talk in January that we're going to buy a new striker here and there. So we'll see. Of course, he needs to get going because that is our second striker.
Yeah,
he's the one that he needs to score some goals as well.
Son has got you some, isn't he?
Yeah, exactly. If Son had the same form as beginning of the season, then we would say fine. Whenever Kane's not scoring, Son is scoring, which is fine. And he changed the game for us at West Ham completely. And he's an important player for us this season. I'm no doubt about that. He took a year to adapt.
Yeah,
he couldn't do it last season. This season, he looks dangerous in the final.
He looks on song.
Yeah, and if he doesn't give you goals, he will give you goal scoring opportunities.
He'll give you a dog. No, eat dogs.
He'll eat them. He won't give it to you. He'll give his dog bones.
We have one other fixture that is really crucial tonight. It's Copenhagen at home against Porto. If Copenhagen wins, they overtake the second place and they have everything in their own hands. With a draw, Porto will surely go through. It's basically about the second spot in that group.
Which is insane considering that it felt so open that Leicester and Porto would just steamroll through that group.
Yeah. And Leicester have.
Leicester have, of course. Yeah. They won all the games.
Yeah. They drew one.
When Port and Copenhagen, of course, a surprise. And Bruges, an immense disappointment all around. Great last season in the league.
Yeah, I wouldn't have picked them to do much more.
No, but they were great in Belgium league last season.
I would say
if we got eight more people, we'd be all right in the Belgium
league.
I would say against Copenhagen, I think they were favourites to finishing third. That group.
Yeah, exactly. I would say that they're a better team on the paper than Copenhagen. Yeah,
but Copenhagen had a great season last season. So it's two good teams from lower leagues, you know, that you were expecting one of them to do well, but that was Copenhagen. Bruges just completely collapsed. They haven't done well in the league this season either.
Then we have Sevilla Juventus. Basically, both teams would go through with a draw, so I see a draw coming there. Juventus surely happy with the second place as well, as we have a lot of top teams finishing second. In the Champions League. Me and the rest of the board in UEFA. Come on now.
I thought he started to Juventus like he was a Juventus.
No, fuck Juventus, man. You know I hate him. But
that was a bit rough.
No, it's not rough.
That was a bit serious.
No, it's not rough. I hate Juventus I really do.
Yeah, I don't like
West Ham. Yeah, exactly. That's true. So, makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense. Fine.
It
just went from week.
What about Wednesday then?
You're Wednesday. Wednesday fixtures is Rostov Bayern. Bayern looks in control there as well.
Arsenal PSG.
Good game, but it doesn't really matter that much. Both teams will go through.
I think it does matter.
It finished because first,
Arsenal second? Finishing first. It's this whole thing of Wenger's got them qualifying the Champions League for 73 years.
Yeah.
And they always end up doing well and then falling to second, and then they play
Barcelona every time.
Get fucked over. So I do think it's important, especially at home as well.
But could it also be that Arsenal, even when they go through that second round, when they end up playing one of these big teams, that's where it happens.
They're not the top. They're not amongst the top 16 teams in Europe. I don't think so.
Arsenal.
I don't think so. I think, you know, if they want to go through to the quarters, they really need like PSV. Maybe they would be.
Yeah,
PSV.
I agree with Knald. I think Arsenal. That's the thing they've been under Wenger. They're really great. Beating smaller teams and being consistent in that way, that they always finish top four.
Yeah.
They'll always go through the group stage, Champions League. But when they play like a Real Madrid, Bayern Munich, Barcelona, they tend to have one good game at home.
Yeah.
Or if they have a bad at home, they end up having a good away. They always have one fixture okay.
That's
like
true.
I guess Bayern was saying, they won away, lost at home. I mean, they always seem to do that. I can't remember in recent times where they've beaten the big teams in Europe. They haven't. Because they always lose against. So even if they go through from the quarterfinal, if they come to the quarterfinals, they will lose against a big team there. If they go to the semifinal, I think the same thing will happen there.
Yeah.
And every season you think Arsenal is a bit better. This season, I think they're better squad, but they're still not among the Bayern, Barca and Real Madrid. They just don't have that aura, I think, around them. I think it's a problem. The cultural problem for the club is that nobody sees them really as that. But even their own fans are behind their back. They haven't won the league for years. They're always just qualified. You can't be among the top teams in Europe when you haven't even won the domestic league for over 10 years.
Yeah. I don't want to say this because I'm with you guys, but I think we'll see the Premier League teams really struggling after, you know, when we come to the playoffs. I really see
this
that.
This year?
Yeah, I see that. Well, I could see City maybe going through to the quarters. But
there's no strong teams this year in the when it comes to European tradition. Yeah. City is still a new team in Europe. Yeah. They did good last season, but still a new team, new coach. Yeah. Arsenal never really goes through after the quarterfinals.
No.
Leicester. I mean, how long can... I think they're going to lose next round. They've been not good in the league. They lost in the league again. Yeah.
What did I say about Leicester? They're going to win the Champions League.
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen. Tottenham...
So you still see that?
And Tottenham looks like they won't even go through.
I'm going to hold you to that word.
I should put money on it, to be honest.
Yeah, you should.
And Tottenham doesn't even look to go through. So, it's true. This year won't be. But next year... If Conte gets Chelsea going, if Klopp got Liverpool going, and City is going with Pep, then next year might be an interesting season to see them in Europe.
Yeah.
That's it. All right. Goodbye. Thanks for today.
No. I want to talk about it.
Yeah,
I want
of course.
To talk about the Milano derby.
Nah.
You don't want to do that?
No, of course we do.
That's the end of this. Huddersfield went to Cardiff, lost 3-2, two set pieces again. I think was conceded 15 goals, 14 of them have been from set pieces. We had 71% possession, but we're still fourth. We're still Huddersfield Town. We're still fourth.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry Germany. To hear that, man. Germany?
No, so what happened?
We'll close on Italy.
Okay, cool. Let's go. Let's go
what
to
is
Germany.
This? Why
let's
we,
go to Germany.
Why are we doing this?
This is an album. We're doing track listings.
Yeah, okay, cool.
This is the hidden track.
I saw most of the game, actually, from Borussia Dortmund by Munich.
Yeah.
Interesting game as usual. But I think Dortmund deserved.
Yeah, they did.
Deserved the win. And Aubameyang was on fire that game, man. He tore them apart. Yeah.
He's a great striker.
And he's a Milan youth. I love it.
World-class striker?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
But to be world-class, you have to be in the top 10.
I would say...
Is it nine better strikers now? Give me nine better strikers.
Okay, but listen. He is in a league and in a team where you create a lot of chances.
Yes.
If we were to see his efficiency, we would say this guy is not one of the top 10 strikers. He's a really good football player. He's really fast. If you would to put him in like Juventus or Barcelona. Okay, Barcelona creates chance.
Yeah.
Or Real Madrid. He wouldn't be Lewandowski. That's the difference. The difference is If you have one chance and you want a guy to score, he wouldn't be the top ten in the world. That's what I feel about.
Yeah, but that you just take. He's not world class in that aspect. But
no, but it's a striker. A striker for me is one who scores a lot of goals. He scores.
He does.
Yeah, but listen. On most of his chances. That is the crucial point.
I love the way
when
you say something and Adil disagrees. He looks at me, guy.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but he does score a lot of goals.
Why are you looking at me?
He's the top scorer after Ronaldo and Messi. He scored the most goals in Europe.
He would perform in clubs like Dortmund, Bayern München maybe, and also in Barcelona because they create a lot of chances.
He would score fucking 40 goals.
Never. Never.
I'm just teasing you because Liverpool.
But
I think he
would be a good fit for Liverpool.
I think if you look at that way, I think that's odd way to look at it because I think that he creates probably more chances than any number nine in the world at the moment.
Yeah, but you need to finish him off.
Yeah, but you can use him in various different ways. I don't think that you need to use.
It's like Oba Martins all over again.
He created a lot of chances, man. He's a way better finisher. Aubameyang is a way better finisher than...
Way
better.
But,
he scores a lot of good goals. He scores a lot of good goals. He doesn't score... It's all about the pace.
Yeah,
but he looked at the goal against Bayern Munich this weekend. What a poacher's effort that is. That
was a good goal.
You need to throw yourself and hoping that the ball will come there. And it exactly did. It connected. Yeah. Manuel Neuer didn't have a chance. It's not often you say that.
No, I
do think... And he's still young. He's developing. He's getting better and better.
Yeah, let's get him back to Milan, man.
I think before he went
to... He's a Milan lad, isn't he?
I think what you're saying about Aubameyang was evident for him before he went to Dortmund. That was the critique he had before he went to Dortmund.
Yeah, he has surely developed.
Everybody was saying when he was young that he's a really fast player, but is he good enough to play? He went there, and after three games, you saw what the fuck happened to this guy. And you thought this might just be two, three months, as it went with Bas Dost when he was in Germany. But then he's just exposed. So I definitely think in his position, there are so few players left to play that way now. I mean,
that way, I agree.
This stretching of, and I think you look back when you needed one striker, one chance, one goal.
One chance, one goal.
No, but you still have.
I think that's
like
a bit way of looking at football as a way before as well. Like in Italian league, that was imminent. Yeah. That was important. You only created three chances a game, you need to score. I think the way Dortmund plays, Liverpool plays, Tottenham plays, Atletico plays, Chelsea plays. With the high pressing system, they want
more.
I mean, they create.
Costa had one chance.
I'm just saying
that wasn't even a chance. Style, and that's a striker.
The style of play with a pressing play. I think what the team get is they get maybe much more half chances a game than they get with the old. I think they're just trying to produce more chances. And with a player like that in that system, I think he.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Well, bring them so much good.
Okay,
in that
system. I agree. So I actually like him.
And
so
you don't need. He
disagree.
Doesn't need to score every goal in that system. You can have another player who's a great finisher.
But would you say he's up with the Lewandowskis, Higuains? Would you say that? Would you say that? I wouldn't say that.
I think he's a completely different striker.
No, but would you say he's just...
In efficiency, in what you get for the team, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay,
I do.
That's,
I do.
Okay, cool. Then I get your point.
And maybe I think Lewandowski is a better box striker, definitely. But if you're talking 10 strikers that are better, I don't think I would pick 9 strikers. I'd rather have the Aubameyang for Spurs. No.
Okay, now for Spurs, yeah.
No,
I agree.
No way.
It depends on how you play.
Yeah, definitely. I think
totally
the
agree.
Way Spurs play, wow.
But it's,
Aubameyang.
But it's
wow.
still not the biggest teams in the world. It's just below that level.
Oh, but
so
it's hard for
you're coming back
to
Liverpool, you're coming back to Tottenham, you're coming back to Dortmund. You're not saying
I would
like,
say
the biggest
do well.
Club.
No, he would do well.
Would he,
in City.
Would he, okay, in City. Okay, City. But would he do well in Juventus, Real Madrid, Barcelona, Bayern München? Would he?
The
if
big,
he would,
big.
Yeah, I think.
I'm not sure. Are you
so.
Sure?
I don't.
I think so.
I don't think he's been tested
no.
on that level yet.
On that level.
I think two no. teams that I wouldn't pick him for. Juventus and Barcelona I wouldn't pick him for because I think that the way they play and the players they have... They don't need Aubameyang.
They're better.
They're better. I mean, yeah. For their style, for Juventus style of play, I think Higuain is good, and I love Dybala.
Yeah.
I love Dybala.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think he's an amazing player for
yeah.
the way they play as well.
Yeah.
Barcelona, same thing there. That I think goes for there. You need to be much more clinical in a team like Barca.
Yeah.
Because they need clinical chances. It's going to
yeah.
be 1-2, 1-2, and there's just one
yeah.
chance need to score.
Yeah.
So I think that is difficult. But Real Madrid, definitely, I think he would go with Ronaldo and Bale. Wow. I mean, he doesn't need to be the best finisher. He would create.
Is
so,
he better than Benzema?
But he will create so
but
much.
But is he better than Benzema?
In certain aspects, yes, for me. In certain aspects.
Yes or no? In
yes
answer.
Or no?
Yeah, I think they're equal. I think they're equal. I think they're equally good. I think
okay.
Benzema is a better in-box striker to score goals.
Yeah, but you don't need Abu Yamang if you have Bale and Ronaldo. They're the ones who do the work.
If you have the three of them...
Then you would have a sprint team in the Olympics.
That would be, but there would be physique, strength, and movement. I think, and everybody can finish. I think that would work. Definitely.
Maybe, yeah, maybe.
And then all other teams will go.
I would love to see him.
I'm just saying that I can't say nine better strikers that I've
Adama Traoré. Adama Traoré in this room. No, I'm kidding. But I think
he's
this
great.
He's going
great.
Place.
He's
going
place. But what is his position? That's the interesting thing. That's impossible to say his position.
I would love to see him in a bigger team.
I do
though.
Love the way he plays.
No,
though.
I want to see him
he's
in a
like
smaller
fast,
team. Technical, he should not play in a big team.
Greedy
he should not play
well.
In a big
but
team.
But he shouldn't play in Middlesbrough.
Listen,
come on.
You see, when he play, if he plays in Barcelona, he's
no,
not
playing. No,
in a big team. He needs.
I would love to see him in like Everton.
He needs to play in a team who's gonna be pressurized, and they just need a fucking outlet to get away.
Milan,
he's perfect for that.
Did you guys catch the derby? No, of course you didn't.
We're gonna get to that.
Yeah,
you need to hold back. Can we just switch back Barcelona with the system and everything?
Yeah,
Yaya Touré.
Yeah,
scoring twice.
What
yeah.
a great story that was.
Is it a good story? Because he's been a cock.
No, but I think it's a good
and Guardiola kisses him. Did
yeah.
you see that?
Yeah, did you see what
Christ.
He said?
And
also,
he says he's a nice guy.
No, but did you? No, he said that he is a nice guy.
I've tried.
There's no problem because there's no yeah. problem with him.
Yeah,
he said that loudly, like he. But I think it's a good story for the sole reason that, you know, it's just fun. It doesn't matter if it's a dick or not. If they make the reconciliation, he says he's in the team, let's play. Score two goals.
It's amazing, though, football, how you can go from being the top to whoosh.
Yeah,
down,
he was probably one
then,
of the best players
he
like
was
2 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, but now he was a total zero. He ran from a total zero to an absolute hero in that game. Gave
yeah.
them 3 points.
Zero to hero. You've
zero
got something
to hero,
there.
Yeah.
Is that yours?
Yeah, I think it's yours. Yeah. Trademark,
yeah.
and he's
sounds
fucking.
Really Bollywood, yeah. doesn't it?
Zero to hero, trademark, and he's fucking. Nobody has ever used that before. All right. No, I think it's a great... But. I like the way the players reacted.
Yeah.
You know, the City players. Because obviously, we think he's a cock, his agent's a cock, or whatever. The players obviously don't think
no.
so. Because when he scored, there was so much after the game as well. Everybody came to him. So I think it's a good story that way. And maybe he's a decent person. I mean, it's all the things that we hate about him is from his agent.
Yeah.
I mean,
and media as well.
And yeah. media, as, yeah. of course. I mean, I've never heard him say in an interview that he was upset over the cake.
Oh, you got to remember his birthday.
He was clearly unhappy at times.
That's odd.
City,
though.
and he wanted to go to Inter, if I remember it correctly. And it was almost a done deal with having Mancini in Inter. And then everything, you
well,
know, what happened,
still.
and he gained weight, and he just became lazy.
And I think with Inter,
you
have to understand, I think he said no as well, because they couldn't pay his wages, so...
Of course they could. They can.
Yeah, but would they pay him 200 grand a week?
They would.
All right.
Do they need him? You watch the Milan derby.
No, they don't need him. Inter, okay, so...
Actually, before the derby, let's just talk about this. If you have you have an avocado, do you peel it or do you eat it out of the avocado?
Okay, you eat it out of the avocado.
Yeah, okay, let's get to the main event.
I'll just say with the kiwi.
Let's bring in the
expertise. I treat the avocado as a kiwi. You split the kiwi in the middle, you take a spoon, just eat it out the...
Animal. Absolute animal.
An animal using a spoon? What are we, Jungle Book?
Wow. Wow. Racism.
Why is that racism?
Kick racism out of the podcast.
I am...
Okay, coming to the Italian League. I am Mowgli. League.
I used to call him Mowgli, you know.
Coming to the Italian League, I would say if we look at the table...
How's Nagelmann doing in Germany?
Great. Hoffenheim doing well.
Yeah, okay. So
Milan.
That's a great story.
So there was a big Milan derby on Sunday evening, and it was well anticipated.
What teams?
Come on. Okay, so first off, Milan having the chance as Roma, you know, surprisingly lost against Atalanta, who has a really good run. Like, they are in fifth place.
They are in fifth place now.
So they beat Roma, meaning that if Milan won this game, they would go clear to the second spot. Because, remember...
It's all about second spot.
Yeah, it's all about second spot.
First spot is gone.
How clear are Juve?
7 points.
Yeah,
seven points,
and that would surely
And
just
that's just the physical points, the mental points. Yeah, like 30
it's
points.
It's huge. Ahead. It's huge. Okay, so...
Great analogy.
You know, Inter having a really... You know, it's the third... They're on the third coach this season. Yeah. It's amazing how much they've suffered, okay? And they were... Before this game, they were in, you know, 11th place. And it was... You know, they were really in need of points. And going into this derby, everyone had the feeling that Milan would be, you know, the favorites. They would surely have a, you know, more harmonized team and everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, the game starts... And Inter just crushes Milan. I just want to admit this.
Yeah, yeah.
Because watching the game with my friends, I have a lot of friends. My brother is an Inter fan as well. You know, so
really,
he is. And we scream and we fight and
How did that happen?
It happened because I chose Milan when I was 7, and he was like, "I hate my brother." It's basically that
it's like
story.
You and ISIS and your brother. It's the same thing. Yeah, go on.
ISIS and Al Qaeda.
Yeah, and Inter
basically
crushed Milan. They had like 65% of the possession. They created a lot of scoring chances.
Well, we had 72 against West Ham.
And what happens is in the first half, like 2 or 3 minutes left. Totally against play, Milan scores the first goal. It's a wonder goal from Suso. You know Suso played
for Liverpool before.
He has actually proven to be a pretty good player this season.
It's funny, when he was at Liverpool, there was a lot of that he looks interesting. He plays some League Cup game.
Yeah.
He was on loan
one year as well. Yeah, he was a really big talent, you know, for the under-21 squad for Spain. He was like the biggest... You know, star there as well, and you know, people had a lot of hopes of him.
And Tottenham had a similar player called Iago Falk.
Exactly,
Falk.
Yeah, and he's in Italy now.
He was in
Roma, and now he's in Genoa, doing really well as well.
He's doing all right, but it's the same.
And now he's in Torino now.
It's the same thing there with Falk and Suso.
But
Suso has similarities with them. Kind of player, they came young to that club.
Yeah, but
Suso was overranked higher.
Yeah,
in
and he's
talent.
Been really good. So he scores.
Falk was at Juventus before.
We
bought him. We loaned him from Juventus, and he was a permanent deal. His contract ran out.
Yeah,
stayed with us, and then we.
Yeah, and
him,
he's been in Roma. He's been in Genoa, and now he's in Torino.
Yeah.
But
Suso scores
a really good goal, and people are like, "Okay, did this just happen?" Because to be honest, I couldn't say at the time, but it was so unfair.
Is a great feeling though.
Yeah, it was. Then the second half starts. You know, Inter has totally lost it. Whatever they had in the first half, Milan, you know, starting to see more of the ball, and you know, starting to actually play football. And you're like, okay, maybe we'll see a second goal here.
You're gonna tell minute for minute, or
no? And Candreva scores maybe the goal of the weekend in all leagues. If you haven't seen that goal, I recommend all of you just to see that strike.
Yeah.
It's ridiculously good. And then you know the momentum turns, and you're like, Inter is going to win. Then again, Suso finds something out of nothing. He 1-2s with Bacca, and you know. makes Miranda look like, you know, a passing cone or whatever, and he just scores the second, and everything is great. I'm just loving it. And Milan is, you know, second in the league, and Inter are down to like 12th spot, and everything is great. But in the dying minutes, Inter get the well-deserved second, you know, the equalizer. And to be honest, to be fair, Inter should have won that game. But it's still a really good feeling if you look to the league. Milan has like two really easy like games coming up with playing Empoli and playing Crotone. And Inter has Napoli and Fiorentina to face next. So I really think what? That Inter is going to struggle. And maybe... If Milan keeps on going strong to the January window, because we will see the Chinese money in January.
That's when you buy Kane.
Yeah, that's when we buy people that can win big games as well.
I think you're going to buy in January already.
Yeah, I think so.
It's always difficult to buy in January.
Yeah, I know that. And, you know, a lot of deals
teams
will
don't
be,
want to sell, players don't want to really go.
A lot of deals will be done, you know, will be finalized, but will... People will come over
in the summer. Sure,
but we will
different.
surely take in one or two players in January.
How much
already.
Money are they expecting to spend?
300 million.
Is that confirmed or
confirmed?
300 million
over
euros.
1 year. Yeah,
euros.
Yeah, over 1 year.
What do you mean over 1 year?
So from January to January.
And then after that,
we will see. But there's a lot of money. Come on, and people don't even know. The group that is buying Inter, Milan.
How do you know this from January?
No, but that, that's the plan. We've seen the plan, right?
And the 1 year budget and nothing. The financial fair play.
No, it's just for buying players.
Well, you can't do that with financial.
Come on,
financial
don't be. He's scared. He's scared now. He's scared for Harry Kane, isn't he?
No.
And we just take that
no,
and
I'm
just.
I'm talking
put
about
him
the FIFA.
Bench.
I'm talking about the FIFA.
He has nothing to do in
I'm
Italy.
Talking about the FIFA rules. They can't spend 300 million.
No,
without. Breaking the
yeah, but of course, but of course we will sell a lot of players as well. Come on, we need to sell off half of the squad. I'm just saying what budget
we're talking about. You can't spend that much money without in the one transfer window.
No, but they not in one. It's three transfer windows.
January, summer, January.
Yeah, exactly.
300 million.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Oh, okay. We'll see.
Hopefully.
We'll see.
It will be good for Italian league. They
it
need the money.
It would be really good for football as well as
no,
like,
it would
the
be good
best
for
team in the world.
It would
the
be good for Italian league.
Order will be restored as well.
I mean, it's a bit boring Italian league. The Juventus are just so ahead.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worse than Milan.
But they would
in
the be
90s.
In the Premiership as well. I promise you this.
They what?
They would be so much ahead in the Premiership as well. They're so good.
Yeah, but...
I promise
that, that's,
you.
That you can't say that.
You can't
but,
say
that's
that, another
that's,
league, it doesn't matter.
That's my...
A fish would make a great hat.
Yeah.
No,
but ridiculous.
If you had a great tailor.
I really hope Juventus get Arsenal. I really hope Juventus gets Arsenal. We'll see.
Yeah, but it's better. So what? That's not the discussion. The discussion is that the Italian league is boring because it's one team.
Premier
League is great, even if
it's
shit. It's still 5-6 fighting. It's fun.
But listen, I wouldn't say it's boring because it's one team for the winning. It is, but you know the teams just below Juventus.
It's
really exciting.
It's boring in a way for neutrals to watch a championship. It's always fun.
Yeah, I get it.
In the end of the season, there's a couple of games to win. This will win it all. That I mean, now when you look at English Premier. The relegation games are fun. I mean, I watched Sunderland won that game.
Yeah.
It was a good game to watch. They're back in form. He's playing really well now. Nichibe together with Defoe.
Yeah.
And and it was a good game. It was fun to watch.
I
because of relegation fight. They did have a stadium of darkness for 10 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
A stadium of light,
that's
which is
really
quite funny.
That's
10 minutes.
Yeah, back to Italy now.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's sad, though? Or, I don't know how you feel.
Yeah.
How you then said... and then we saw Inter going to be 12th and we're going to be second rather than thinking we're getting closer
to Juve. Yeah, it's sad.
You know what
it's
I mean?
It's sad because I don't see that happening. And exactly what you guys are saying, I don't see... It would surely take another couple of years for someone to really contend with Juventus.
Well, now, if you have 300 million to spend, then
you should
be able to contend with them straight away.
Are United doing
that? No, but that's how you saw Chelsea and City when they got the money. You expected them to compete.
Yeah.
And Chelsea won the league straight away.
That was in a time... that was in a different time. That was what we first saw that happening.
If I was a fan and I was supporting Milan, who's a big club, we expect to be up there anyways.
Yeah.
And now you know that Juventus is so much ahead of you. If you got 300 million as a fan, I would at least expect to give a I wouldn't start the season saying, well, we're fighting for second, of course, you've done this season.
Okay, I would say this.
That must be a difference.
I would say this, you know, with the squad AC Milan has right now, I'm really surprised they're in the top six. Okay. I promise you.
Really?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, we have five stronger teams.
But I think,
at least.
I think,
and what I'm saying is, I'm saying this right now, sober. Okay? Sober in the sense that when I see that money and I see the players, I will surely say, guys, we're getting the tripletta. We're taking everything.
Yeah, because
of course I'm going to say that. But right now, even though I know the money's coming, I'm saying Juventus, you know, it's not all about the money. It's all about the organization as well.
Listen, that's what I'm saying. When you're saying that there are five good teams in Italy at the moment up there, when it comes to the player quality, whether you can buy for money, I think when you see good teams, it's always not all about they got great players. The Juventus has both. They got organization, tradition, coach, backroom staff, fans, stadium, everything is there.
Yeah.
And they got a good team.
Bungs,
and
they're ahead, money bungs.
And they're ahead of everybody. Even if they didn't buy the best players, they still would have won the league for the past four seasons.
Of course.
So I think the teams that you're talking about, the Roma, the Lazio, all of them, they will all be thrown out of the waters if you have 300 million in comparison with that.
Yeah.
They have to all be as Tottenham and teams like that in England to keep on competing with that. But it's very, very difficult when there's too much money throwing around with the other clubs.
What I would say is the difference between Milan and the rest of the other teams are that Milan has been famous. Okay, first off, they've been like, still, if you have the money, people will come to Milan because it's still a big name.
It's a huge
and club. They have a good organization as well and a good reputation.
It's a huge club, it is.
So I think with that money, we'll surely see Milan in the Champions League again. And that, you know, for me, being
a fan. Who are you arguing against?
Against myself. Because I'm not sure about this. I'm still not saying that we'll qualify for the Champions League next year. Based on the performance against Inter, no way. No fucking chance. A lot of other teams would do so much better in the Champions League and this Milan squad.
I think it's a bit bad luck. Not bad luck, but now after like 5-6 years where Milan finally are getting some kind of continuity in the team, they're holding a tactical plan. Yeah. You're going to now come and spend 300 million.
It's all about Berlusconi, though.
He's a fucking idiot.
Yeah, he didn't want to let go. That's basically
what
happened.
Can't let go of his face.
No, he's still not letting go. This is why, you know, they're making him president of honor in Milan, you know. So I still think that, you know, he has negotiated somewhere in the deal that he's still going to
run
it.
Doesn't that suck? Supporting a team?
It sucks. Yeah. He has done so much. Okay, I don't like him, to be honest. I hate everything he stands for. But what he has done for the club the last 30 years, he's been brilliant. Like, he took Milan from 11th place in the league to being the most successful club in the world during the 90s. That's a fact. And also, beginning of the 2000s.
But he
should have let him go. You know, he shouldn't. He just stayed a lot longer.
Yeah, but you're forgetting that, you know, back then in the early 90s as well, the financial power they had compared to all the other teams was ridiculous.
No, but okay, starting the 2000 to 2010, Milan is
still
the
team.
Club that has been in most Champions League semis.
No,
you know that.
No,
right?
They were still absolutely.
Yeah. Up till 2010.
Yeah, but that's what
when
I'm saying.
Went
it's
south.
Been the past 6-7 years that the fall of grace has been doomed. It's not natural. It happens in football, but it's, you know, I'm just saying that they didn't overperform when it matters. And the same thing goes for United.
Yeah.
United, same thing. They were great when they had the control of their situation. As soon as that changed, they didn't know how to grip with it. Juventus did.
Yeah.
They went back to Serie B, came back and won everything.
And just built everything.
United was so obvious that the last 30 years of success has been ingrained with Ferguson.
Yeah.
And the mentality and everything was Ferguson's. And it's going to take them time to get that back. And you didn't have that.
No.
And certain clubs have. You wouldn't see this happening to Barcelona, Real Madrid in the same way.
No.
You wouldn't.
No.
So they need a kickstart.
But I think that's also good for a league as well. Because if you don't see that in Barcelona and Real Madrid, it's not only because they're so you know, they're such a good organization. It's, you know, it's stupidly unfair in that league if you compare to, you know,
yeah, with the money.
So it could happen to United, and that's a good thing
with the money, seeing the span. I actually saw the derby, talking about derbies, the Real Madrid Atletico Madrid. Good game. I think Real Madrid, he showed another, I mean, Zidane is a new coach. You don't know if he's going to be the next, you know, like a Pep or Diego Simeone, you know, who will go from player to be that good of a coach. He did win Champions League the first season. Whatever you say was good. He stabilized Real Madrid to finish, not first, but to finish second last season, right? Yeah. And he stabilized them. And you thought, what would be the new season? That quite many, 6 points ahead now. And Barcelona drew lost points at home without Messi, of course, 0-0. But Ronaldo was great in that derby, 3-0. And they played a 4-4-1-1. Everybody's talking Isco, would he play or not in this formation? Wow, he played a free role behind Ronaldo, and he was just feeding him, pressing. And I think this is the first time I saw a team really tactically outing Atletico Madrid, because Atletico Madrid's formation is just so annoying to play against, and nobody can really break them down. They always they play so defensively, but with press and with tempo and with energy. It's difficult to break them. The games are not as open as they are when you say high pressing teams as Liverpool and Tottenham, for instance. That the games are much more open.
Just because of this, this is actually the first time in many years I'm looking forward to the El Clasico, because I still favor Barca. I hate both teams, but I still see.
You hate a lot, man.
Yeah, I hate a lot.
You need to bring some love back into the house, man.
But listen.
Where's Gandhi gone?
Yeah, he's gone.
Gandhi. Yeah. You're more Gandhi. That's a dirty girl.
But listen.
It's funny that Gandhi and Gandhi is so close. Gandhi is a dirty girl.
Yeah,
girl.
But I think it's basically the
and
same
Gandhu
thing.
As well, yeah, which is homosexual though. As well.
Yeah, exactly.
So Gandhu, Gandhi, Gandhi is a lot of different meanings.
So what I'm saying is, I still think Barcelona has, you know, a higher level, you know, when they're performing, okay? So this is the first time I'm looking forward, because there's a gap. It's a huge gap as well. 6 points in that league is a huge gap. So
is it?
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is it 9 points? No, it's 6 points.
6 points, yeah. So I'm looking forward to the El Clasico, because for me it's a must-win.
It's always
Barcelona.
A good game, though.
No, but I don't think so. I really don't think so.
I like those games.
I'm always disappointed.
No, I mean, what are your favorite games outside of the Premiership or Huddersfield? What is your favorite games outside of the... No, but of course, favorite game for him would be Huddersfield, but outside of the Premiership then?
Outside the Premiership.
Oh, wait, in the Premiership, by the way.
I quite like Arsenal-Tottenham.
That's a good game for everyone. I think.
Barcelona-Real Madrid.
Yeah. El Clasico is great. Yeah, they are great. I think El Clasico are pretty great.
Okay.
But I like the games now with Atletico as well.
Yeah.
I like the Atletico-Barcelona.
I love Atletico-Barcelona.
But I like Atletico because, you know, it's just so fun to see a new coach, a new team playing a tactic that is difficult for top teams to play against. It's just fun to see. He's come up with a tactic that's disturbing. And I love this. Every coach, every team that plays this football, it feels like they're all in a kind of group together where they discuss football in a closed room, and then they go to a team. And I feel that way. When I see these teams play this way, I kind of feel a connection. And you're thinking that these players, you might be able to buy them or sell your players, because it must be easier to get a player that plays under a coach for 2-3 years that has similar philosophy. So I'm always looking at like players who in Atletico Madrid will maybe leave, and wouldn't Pochettino be interesting in that player, especially with Diego Simeone being
there? But I wonder.
Argentinian derbies are fantastic as well. Argentine local derbies.
Yeah.
Fucking amazing.
Boca Juniors against River Plate, is that.
Have you seen many?
No, I just love. I love watching.
I've seen it.
So I wonder what happened with Atletico.
But you don't know as much about
Diego Simeone leaves.
I don't.
Because there are rumors now.
What do you mean I don't?
Because they're saying that, you know, Inter has Pioli, right? And Diego Simeone has been flirting with Inter for a while now, and he's a former Inter player as well.
Sooner or later, Diego Simeone, of course, will leave club.
And I think maybe that will happen after this season, because I think he has done... of course, he has overachieved himself.
Oh, you know?
But I think
so
he has done.
Last night.
And I think, yeah. Okay.
That's what she
said.
You
want to talk about your last night?
That's what she said. Yes.
Yeah.
that's what she said that actually went really well
for
me.
Are you calling Al a she now?
No.
Is that your relation?
That's the way it works.
He was home with his children. What are you saying?
Oh, my God.
Mental.
You think he might go to Inter?
Yes, I think. I think we'll see
Diego Simeone. There's a lot of talk about Diego Simeone. What people don't understand in England that he, I don't think he'll go to England. He didn't speak English. I don't think he wants to go and coach in the way that he coaches where he can't even communicate with the players. I think that's his strongest suit.
Yeah.
I don't think he will go to England anytime soon. If he goes, he needs to have this kind of a major, like, I'm going to have a new, completely different task on my hands. No language skills, nothing. So I think in Italy, as you said, it's not impossible for him to go
to Inter. He's going to Inter. I'm predicting that. And, you know, the Italian press.
I don't think he'll go to Inter now. I think he'll.
Next year.
He'll go to Arsenal.
Never.
I don't think he'll go to England.
Never.
I don't think he'll go to England for a while.
No.
Do you want my opinion?
Yeah,
but if he go, I think it will be major cube for them. I think they will go for him when Wenger finally goes. Definitely they'll go for him.
But
there is no other option.
But it's totally not Arsenal. And it's
why?
Because it's not their way of playing.
Yeah,
Wenger
wasn't either.
No, but listen. Now the Wenger era is, you know, you have culture. It's almost a culture how you play football in Arsenal.
But the fans,
it's like Barcelona taking Diego Simeone. They will never do that. Okay, and
Pep,
you know,
would have been perfect for Arsenal.
Yeah, it would, but they would never do that.
Pep
and Klopp.
Pep would be. Yeah, Pep would be first.
But Klopp, they will be the same thing they're saying, though. Klopp will come into a different football philosophy than Arsenal.
Klopp is more like Diego Simeone.
Yeah. Klopp
more. It's
Klopp,
not totally the same.
Jorge is more similar. And even Pep is a bit more. But Pep is a bit. But to be honest, Pep and Pochettino share similarity with that. When you see these teams, when you see Liverpool, City, Tottenham, and Atletico, for instance, when you
Dortmund.
See, yeah, Dortmund. When you see these five teams,
high pressure.
There's high pressure. The backline is up high. They run more than any other teams in their respective leagues usually.
Yeah.
But the difference is this: when you look at Tottenham, City, and the way Bayern played, they have much more possession than the team as well. They usually have 60-70% possession. Tottenham passes double of their opponent. They need to keep possession more. While Liverpool, Atletico Madrid, and Dortmund is a bit mixed, but if you look at Liverpool and Atletico Madrid, they are not obsessed with keeping the ball as much.
No.
They're much more obsessed with changing pace, you know, winning the ball and quickly hurting teams in different areas.
Yeah.
That's why I think the strikers Liverpool use are great for them. The Coutinho, the Mane, the Firmino, who looks for pockets of holes and spaces to go. And that's, I think, suits Klopp. That's the strikers Klopp likes in his formation.
Yeah.
And that's why Pep doesn't. He likes Aguero to score goals, but he doesn't like the playing type. He doesn't like the number 9 box type. He always disliked it. And the way he's brought up with Barcelona and stuff, Spanish football, is a bit like that. They don't love those classic number 9s anymore. They want them to move, drop down, take the ball. You know, they want to do so much more. So I think that's a difference in these pressing cultures. That's two different ways. Either it's possession-based and other is just straight to the goal as soon as possible.
I just want to summarize my three predictions, because it usually becomes right when I say it in this podcast.
My God.
So I want to say it.
Yeah.
So the first thing is Chelsea will win the Premiership for sure this season.
All right.
Second thing is that Sevilla and Juventus will play a draw tonight. And this third thing is
the way you've gone quite out.
Yeah.
And the third thing is we'll surely see Diego Simeone in Inter next season.
That's a prediction as well that January Harry Kane will come to Milan.
No. We won't.
300 million.
$300 million.
No, never. Never. He's not good enough.
Have you got anything? You've got Thanos show?
Yeah. We have a show in Teatro Pro the 3rd of December. It's soon sold out, so hurry up and get your tickets at
Biglietto.se. This is the third one he's done.
The third one, and then we're going to Malmö, Gothenburg, 16th and 17th, but they are almost already sold out. And we'll come back for a Christmas special in Stockholm as well. But more info to come. Yeah.
Perfect. We've got this nomination for the Svenska podcast prize
thingy.
So we'll put it on the Facebook page, or it's Daytona.se podcast preset something.
Yeah, well, you need to put up the link. Nobody will.
Yeah, but if people are listening,
yeah.
We've got a listener in Bolivia.
Yeah, that was fun. Was it Bolivia? The word I was watching where the listens come from.
Voila.
And the most come from Sweden, of course. Second was UK.
Yeah.
And the third was some. Also, was close. It was like it wasn't the usual place. And then all of a sudden, it was like Bolivia from nowhere.
Is it a girl? Hola.
Oh, we don't have any listeners in Bolivia anymore.
We used to have one. Remember girl, when we had a...
Don't you have like... don't you live together with your girl?
Yeah, but she doesn't listen to this.
I will send this to her. Listen to the end. He's heavily panting about a girl.
And coming up, if...
I'm doing Nora Brown on Thursday, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Again.
Coming up, I am going away to Australia and New Zealand. Kunal's going to be around with a deal. And if you want any guests, I don't know if James is going to be around. He's a very busy man.
Is he alive?
We don't know.
I thought he was dead.
He's like that weekend at Bernie's, you know, when they just bring out the body.
Yeah. With the sunglasses. Like yeah.
It's an insurance thing. So if you want any guests, we'll try and get Brana as well. Maybe Ben Richards. We'll get a few more back in. And try and replace the hole that I am. Awkward.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for listening.
It's a hole.
Thank you, Kunal.
Thanks a lot, man.
Take care.
Yep.
Bye. Oh.
What?
Nothing.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.